Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. It's good to be back again in the studio with Tara.
Yay.
And last week, we have been studying from Tara's Bible study, Tell It Well. And we are going through the first 12 chapters of the book of Acts. Last week, we broke down chapter 1.
For this month, we're doing chapter 1.
This month, we're doing chapter 1. And today, we're just going to, I'm going to open up by reading Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Yes, and in the Amplified.
In the Amplified version. So listen up, because this is powerful.
I love it.
But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. Did you hear that? You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, to the ends, the very bounds of the earth.
Not just the ends, but the bounds.
Yeah, that's far.
I have to tell you something, because I don't know how many times I've gone through this. I've been working on this particular series for well over a year now, actually. Mm-hmm. And this week at church, we started the series because it's like gearing up this fall. It's going into many different places. Right now, this fall, we're doing the Tell It Well series here on the radio. Started here on the radio. And then at Westside Church, we're doing it at the Open Door Mission. I'm doing it at MP Dodge with the women. That's at 132nd and Center Area. And then I have a group on the internet that are doing it via the internet. And some of those people are even overseas and different people, different states. And I was reading through this, and I read it again in the Amplified, and I'm going to read it one more time, Sabrina.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, the first few times I read it, I really focused in on the first part, but this week, God, like, made me weep on the second part. Mm-hmm. You know, God reveals things to you in layers, so I'm actually going to hit the second part, and then we'll go into the first part, okay? But it says, but you will receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. And I thought, why in the world did the Amplified commentators put the very bounds of the earth? And I thought, the ends of the earth, what is the ends of the earth? I mean, in the day of Columbus, you know, they thought the earth was flat. And the earth is round.
Right.
What are the bounds? And I thought, it's not physical, it's spiritual.
Mm.
And I didn't get it, Sabrina, until I learned how to story the Bible. As I was getting the whole big picture of the concept of from Genesis to Revelation and getting what God had done, and had been meditating and reflecting on in the garden, he says, be fruitful and multiply. And then after he wipes out all the wickedness, he says, be fruitful and multiply. And the carrying on of that idea of be fruitful and multiply, the New Testament, be fruitful and multiply, is go make disciples of all nations. We are called to be fruitful and multiply. It moves from the physical to the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To the outermost bounds of the earth. If the earth is round, what's the boundary? The boundary is the realm of the spirit. I was like, oh God, this
you
is amazing.
See your eyes right
I was
now.
Like, this is just incredible. I was
your eyes
so,
are so
like,
big.
I was like,
it's so
excited.
Cute.
It was a huge
revelation.
Huge for me this
revelation.
Week. And I thought, God, that's it. That's it. That's why I'm doing the Tell It Well series. That's why I'm trying to get people to walk through Acts 1 through 12 to see we are no longer physically constrained.
Mm.
We are no longer physically constrained. It is a spiritual unleashing that God wants to manifest in his children. And he says, I give you ability, efficiency, and might.
Not maybe.
Yeah.
Will.
Yes. Power.
Yes.
And I want you to think about it. Okay. And let's go back to that. I know, Sabrina, I told you this is, I got goosebumps. And Sabrina's been asleep until just now.
Oh, she's telling on me. That's so mean.
No, it's not.
It's so funny. Oh, I just received power, efficiency, and might.
Amen.
To wake me up.
You guys should see us in the studio. We're having too much fun.
Oh, we do.
They're
going to
kick us out. It's a good thing we're in a soundproof booth. She can't even laugh into the mic anymore. Okay, so here we have you, well, receive. You shall receive ability. I want you to think, what does ability represent? What would you think if I am able?
Your strengths, your gifts.
Your talents.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's think on that. Okay, so you will have the talent in my power to be my witness.
So let's put this in like a, just, you know, like Tara with writing, you be able to write in like the anointing, the power of God.
Right.
So what you write is not just Tara's writing.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit writing.
That's right.
Okay.
And Sabrina. And that when you lead in worship, it's not you Mm-mm. leading in that song. It's the Spirit of God leading in that song.
Right.
And I mean, think on that.
I know.
The power to be able.
It's pretty profound.
Given you the power to be able.
In the spiritual realm.
Yes.
I mean, not just the earthly. Just
forget the physical. I'm talking spiritual.
Right.
I love it. Is
love
that not
it.
Good?
That's really okay. Awesome.
Now let's take it to the next one. You shall receive power that is efficiency. It is efficient.
It's well done.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
No rah.
No.
Think about that. You're efficient
right.
in Christ. Efficient in whatever your ability is, whatever your talent.
Right.
By his power.
So stop listening to those doubts about your gifts.
Ha.
Because that is not from God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. Not only that, in his power, we have the ability, the efficiency, but we have the might. And that would be the actual strength needed mm-hmm. to do what we are called to do.
The endurance, the energy, everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had some sweet, sweet missionaries. I can't tell you the names or the region where they're at, that sent me an email this week with an urgent prayer request that because of actions of a pastor in the international news that's made international news in America, the missionaries were asking for fervent prayer as things were unfolding in the nations where they're at because of the actions that were going on in America. It was causing a whiplash of outrage against anyone that represented, one, an American, much less two, a Christian American, and three, they're in a region where it can't be known that they're Christians, but because they're Americans, the assumption of most people in most nations, if you're an American, you're a Christian. And so they're receiving whiplash because of this. And so they are calling for a group, which there's less than 1% believers in the region that they're in, to pray for 5 hours, you know, in behalf of this situation for protection upon them. And I thought, he has given them the power, the ability, the efficiency, and the might to reach the very bounds of this earth through prayer.
Hmm.
And that sometimes we think, I can't get past this. And I don't, you know, I think one of the greatest dangers, and I can do this, and in the times I've done this on the teaching and the radio, I'm going to have to ask y'all, forgive me.
Yes.
And that I can become where I go formulaic in my Christianity, where I want to give you a formula. Well, the formula says ability, efficiency, and might. So get outside yourself and get up and get on. But the reality is that until I have surrendered my right to whatever it is I think that I have a right to allow his power, his efficiency, his ability, and his might to come inside me, as long as I am holding up my right, the Spirit of God cannot work. I'm putting a stop to the Spirit of God. So here we have missionaries that are willing to go in behalf of the throne. Let's take it, I'm going to take it stateside, and I'll make it personal. What if I'm having a mental attack, which I do, because mm-hmm. I'm human, And I did within the last month have like what I would call a 24 hour of, oh my, you know, God release me from my brain kind of 24 mm-hmm. hours. And no matter what I did that I yes. knew that I was supposed to do mm-hmm. in Christ,
yes.
it wasn't working.
Yes.
I couldn't get breakthrough into the spiritual realm from the physical realm. And I mean, I was so crazy in my head.
I've been there.
I'm going to confess my sins to y'all. My family, when they hear this, is going to just absolutely laugh. I told this on radio with the intent that people are going to hear this. That I was getting ready for bed, and I'm just thinking, and you're going to laugh, and that I'm preparing for a conference called Stinkin' Thinkin' at the Kansas-Nebraska Women's Conference coming up. So that's hilarious. And so I'm obviously being tested in my stinking thinking, and my stinking thinking has taken over. And I'm trying to get it to God, and I'm confessing the sin to yes. God, and I'm just not getting out of the cycle of confession. I just can't seem to get beyond.
Right. Yes.
And I'm getting into bed, and I don't know, my husband's on the computer, my son and my daughter's straightening her hair, Grant's playing on the computer. And I screamed on the top of my lungs back in my bedroom. And I'm sitting in bed, and I am screaming. And I let it out. My two men come running in. My daughter like just rolls her eyes, female moment, she'll get over it. And the men come running in, they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I couldn't even voice
yes.
what was going on inside me. And my son's kissing on my face. My husband's looking at me like, I will rescue you if I can. I just don't know what to rescue you from.
Like he's trying to get you out of that.
Whatever it is. And I couldn't. I just went to sleep as tears were rolling down my face because I couldn't even speak what it really was inside me. The next morning I woke up and I guess I was able to finally put it to words, and I spoke it to my husband, and my husband looked at me and he said, it's going to be fine. And it was as if the James passage where it says, if we confess our sins to one another, we will have our sins removed. But it was also as if the authority of the headship of my husband and just releasing and saying it out loud to him. And when he spoke it, it was just instant. It was gone. It was gone. It was gone. Mm-hmm. I went from being in the physical and dealing with it to going into the spiritual and dealing with it. I needed to move beyond myself, and I needed the strength of a mm-hmm. brother in Christ. And in this particular, I needed my husband. And he totally was the knight in shining armor for me at that moment. And in fact, I sent him a text later in the day. I'm like, thank you for being my knight in shining armor. We are given a chance to move beyond the physical into the spiritual. Our problem is that we confine ourselves because we don't give ourselves over to God and the gift of what he has given us in the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And we make ourselves remain in the physical when he wants us to be a witness into the spiritual. And when we allow the power of the Holy Spirit to unleash in us, we don't do anything. No witnessing comes from us. It is not us who makes the difference. It's the Holy Spirit. And so, as an example, the missionaries, they're unleashing the power of the Holy Spirit over a situation that's happening here in America, far, far, far away, and calling out people all over the world to pray. That one's huge. Okay, but I wanted you to see, it's not just in the huge things, it's also in the little things that yes. where we can allow our mind to go crazy. It can be in both places that we need to allow the power of the Holy Spirit's ability, efficiency, and might to take hold so we can be his witness. And for me, my husband was the one that unleashed it for me. And it just was what needed to happen. I needed to speak it out loud, and I wasn't willing until I spoke it out loud in my confession. I didn't find the freedom. But once I gave it away and spoke it out loud, I really felt like an idiot that I was even dwelling there. You know, it's like you just sit there and go, that really didn't make sense, did it? You know, and so it's being able to speak it so that we can get it out and allow the Spirit to work. Christ wanted the disciples to get this. He left so that we could have the Holy Spirit. He left so that we could have that power in us. He left so that we would know the freedom of having the Spirit work in us. He left so that we could be his witnesses. Mm. And you think about it, taking it, so, you know, in layers, okay, so it's so that I can walk with that integrity, so I can walk with authenticity, so I can walk with the character traits of Christ, so that he can be manifested in me. But beyond that, that as I do those things, as I do, you think Jesus came to do and to teach,
right.
As I am doing those things, it teaches. So we're not even setting out to teach, and it becomes teachable. It becomes where people will be able to see it. And so it's made known and revealed in us as we're doing that walk. And so we don't have to work at it. The disciples didn't have to work at doing what they were doing. They simply told as Jesus did and taught.
Mm.
They told the story. And through them telling, God gave the increase, not them.
Mm.
And we aren't the ones that will bring the increase. It's God at work in us and through us. And that's where the coming power is made known. It's allowing ourselves to relax in the simplicity that we are called to be his evidence, his credentials, and his representative, and Sabrina's favorite word,
ambassador.
Yay. Now, in closing, as we get ready to end out for this week, I want you to understand that there is a progression that is occurring, and we're just at the beginning of the progression. As they prepare and wait for the Holy Spirit to come, and when they receive the Holy Spirit, it's almost as if from heaven, God threw a great big rock, the rock, Jesus, into this earth, and it creates a ripple. And it's a ripple effect, just like a rock does in the rings of the surface of a pond. And that ripple effect is going to ever increasingly increase and grow, just like the rings in a pond grows. And that's what's happening. In Acts 1 through 7, we'll see it begin to spread from Jerusalem to Judea. In Acts 8, we will see them go to Samaria. And that goes on through Acts 12. Acts 28 and beyond takes us to the outermost parts of the earth and to today. We are the continuation of what he began to do and to teach. And so it's our accountability to go before him and to wait upon him and to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to be made known in us to act and to do the will of God just as Jesus did. Mm-hmm. We're so glad you're listening to Cultivating Hearts. God bless.